carry a message. I tried to listen. Time expanded to encompass the throbbing within me, which became a slow, deep voice that speeded up until it turned into Tai Dei, nagging worriedly in Yuan Bao.
Standard bearer, speak to me!
I tried, but my jaws wouldn't work. I could do nothing but make inarticulate noises.
He's all right.
That was Uncle Doge. I opened my eyes. Doge knelt beside me, fingers against the side of my neck.
What happened, Bone Warrior?
I sat up. My muscles were watery. I was drained, but it seemed no time had passed. I volleyed the question back.
What happened over there?
Crows still swarmed in the distance, though not in clouds like I'd seen.
Where? Tai Dei asked.
There,
where the birds are. Tai Dei said,
I do not know. I saw nothing unusual.
No cloud of darkness, no lightning? After a pause,
none that I saw.
Uncle Doge considered the distance thoughtfully.
I need something to eat.
Though I hadn't been ghost walking, I was that week. The event was troubling. Chapter 85. The summons came from Croker. I went across. Only a few days had passed, but already the world had begun to seem peaceful again. The soldiers looked less haggard. Shadows weren't a problem now. For us.
I'm here,
I told the old man. The guard outside had sent me right in.
Where's your mother-in-law?
Good question. The other day she said she was going after firewood. We haven't seen her since.
One eye's gone, too.
I gaped. Then I started to snicker. The snicker turned into a guffaw. Before long, I was bent double, unable to regain control.
They eloped? Don't tell me they eloped!
I wouldn't think of it.
Knock off the braying!
You sound like a jackass giving birth. A stone impossibility. He indicated the alcove where his special people were stored.
You smoke. Find them.
I headed that way, still shivering with restless giggles.
How come I have to do it? You and Lady were already here.
We're busy restructuring the force. We don't have time. She over being hooked on ghost walking?
She's gonna have to be.
Get busy. I don't have time to jack my jaw either. He pointed. He wasn't in a playful mood. Must have been getting less sleep than usual. Smoke was alone behind the curtain.
What happened? You bury the other two?
Stashed them in what's left of your dugout. We needed the room. Get to work. I pulled the curtain. He was the boss. He didn't have to be a nice guy all the time. Smoke didn't look the same. Lady had done something to keep him under. He seemed more drugged than comatose. He smelled, too, bad. Somebody had been letting their chores slide.
You're the physician. You ought to know about keeping clean. This guy's a mess. I'll get you a bucket.
I didn't wait for him to tell me. I went to work. Croker had made appropriate preparations. There was drinking water and fresh bread. I ate some of the latter immediately. The command type sure lived the good life. I hadn't had anything but bad bitterroot for the past several days, and not nearly enough of that. A point I ought to make to Rudy. Send out for sausages, I muttered. Maybe when we finally found Katovar, it would be like the Vedna paradise. Hot and hotter running houris driven by an overwhelming passion for smelly old guys with no social skills.